Time of the Turning by Ray O'Bannon. No, really, I'm telling you, it's the time of the turning. And in a little while, this whole place is going to be crawling with vampires. Yeah, I know how it sounds, but I'm serious here. Vampires. The things are going to be all over the place, and that ain't all, pal. There's going to be... Ah, jeez, you ain't buying a word of this, are you? I don't guess I blame you. You're just sitting here on a park bench trying to have your lunch, and here comes this loony telling you there's vampires coming. Of course you don't believe me. You didn't just have your whole freaking house burned down. But I'm going to sit here a minute and catch my breath, and while I do, I'm going to explain to you just once what kind of horrible situation you're in. What is that, baloney? Gads, how can you eat that stuff? Anyhow, here's the point. See, I know things most people don't know. I know, you think I'm a drunk, you think I'm a druggie. Do I look like a drunk? I'm wearing a suit, ain't I? Silk shirt, these shoes, you don't even want to know what I paid for these shoes. Point is, I'm saying as you, buddy, I just know the facts. See, I'm with the mob. I can tell you that now, because in a little while, it ain't going to matter. Ain't nothing going to matter. But yeah, I'm in the mob, and I used to go around acquiring things, mostly books and sometimes a small crate or package. And I couldn't help wondering why those books were so important to these people. So I started reading the things, and I peeked inside a few of those crates and packages once or twice, but that was a pretty bad idea. Point is, they were collecting things they thought might help them get in touch with, well, let's call it a new business partner. And this all went way beyond just the mob, okay? Lots of different groups had a hand in this thing. Anyhow, I found out enough to realize the time of the turning is just around the corner. And they couldn't have possibly picked a worse time to try to contact this thing. It has to do with celestial alignments, and I think it involves quantum physics and stuff, so I ain't even going to try to explain about the time of the turning. But it is bad, buddy, real bad, and you don't want to be around when it happens. Except I figure the vampires will kill everybody off first, so it ain't really going to matter. Yeah, you still don't even believe in vampires. See that little cemetery over there, just past the trees? Things full of vampires, no doubt about it. See, that's the kind of things people miss. Everybody thinks a vampire has to sleep in the soil it was buried in, and if it wants to move around, people figure it's got to fill up a box full of dirt and crawl inside. Bram Stoker had it right, but nobody paid any attention to what he actually said. A vampire has to sleep in holy ground. It's some sort of supernatural paradox. So you tell yourself vampires can't spread around because somebody had noticed all the earth being moved around. Fact is, they don't even need their own coffin. They just ooze into somebody else's once they find a churchyard. They go from church to church while you sit there eating bologna sandwiches. And don't think they'd be happy about me telling you this. They came after me once they realized I was the one moving most of those rare books and packages. They figured three vampires would be enough to take me out, but they didn't count on me having silver bullets. Yeah, I actually had silver bullets. Stop looking at me like that. See, I don't hang out much with the other guys in the organization. I just get the work done and go home, so they like calling me the Lone Ranger. I hate that. Anyhow, my birthday was last week, and these wise guys give me a clip full of real silver bullets as a joke. So I load them up. But since I don't never actually shoot nobody, I still got all 9 rounds when the vampires show up. Now them, I got no problem shooting. Wasted one shot because I was a little rattled. It was 4 in the morning. But the next 3 rounds each wound up somewhere in a vampire's face. They lay there flapping around on my living room rug until sunup. And then they did what they're supposed to do. They went up in flames and burned my whole freaking house down. I knew I'd be having more visitors, so I headed out, and I've been on the move ever since. I'm thinking maybe if I get out of town before it happens. But you don't know, do you? Eat your baloney. See, I just didn't feel right taking off without telling somebody what's going on. I mean, I can't warn everybody. Who'd believe me? So I figured I'd get it off my conscience by telling at least one person. Just one person. So I'm telling you. And now I'm going to be on my way, because I sure don't want to be around here when... What's that? Yeah, I know, the sun's turning red, and it's dropping down towards the horizon way too fast, and it's getting cold all of a sudden, and there you sit looking all surprised, even though I just told you. Time of the turning. See those headstones over in that little cemetery crumbling all to pieces? See those vaults and tombs all caving in? Time of the turning. Well, hey, I've done what I can, you know? I tried to warn somebody before I left. I know you don't know what to do now. I don't either. And I don't know if getting out of town will do me any good or not. But I figure I still got 5 silver bullets, and maybe that'll buy me some time. As for you, well, if I was you, I'd hurry up and finish that sandwich.